If you're not doing those types of things in your business, then you kind of might be at like this stagnant point. Or, you know, how do you start to move forward or do fun, exciting, different things?
Welcome back to Duo On Air. I'm Abby.
And I'm Courtney.
And we're the X Agency turned entrepreneurial team that puts the Duo in Duo Collective. Our boutique organic marketing agency specializes in SEO, social media strategy, and branding.
We're an everyday pair of business besties slash marketing experts obsessed with helping our community learn more about what it takes to run a business.
Which is why on Duo On Air, we're not holding anything back. We're giving you all the info we know about how to grow your business organically so you can be the confident CEO you were made to be.
And how to navigate life as a small business owner.
Whether it's on your own or with your best friend by your side. So grab your coffee.
Or your mimosa. We don't judge.
And settle in for a quick value-packed episode of Marketing Tips.
Welcome back to the Duo On Air podcast. This is episode number 118, and today we're going to talk about business growth and all of the ish that comes with it, and specifically the things that we need to let go of. And I'd just like to caveat that we are not like experts in this area, and we're a work in progress, and we're experiencing growth right now, and it's hard. It's hard to figure out what to do, what to let go of. We really struggle with it, and it hasn't come easy, but we had a really fun time kind of making this list of all of these things that we've realized that we've let go of, or just actually writing it down came to like help me accept it a little bit more. So I think we're really excited to kind of walk through all of these things that after 5 years of business, of running a service-based business and running a boutique-like agency, all of the things we kind of had to let go of to get to where we are. And I'm sure there's so many more things we have to let go of to continue moving forward at this rate. So
but it's hard. It's hard to let go of things because your business is your baby and you started it from ground zero. Mm-hmm. And I think when you think of letting go of something, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm letting go of a part of my business. But really you're not. You're just shifting, you know, who takes it or if you don't necessarily need it in your business to run anymore. And then you can bring something new in or you can focus on the bigger things in your business. So letting go of things is actually really beneficial for your business, especially for growth. But it can be very, very hard to let things go because you kind of feel like it's out of your control. And you feel like, well, I'm the one that knows how to do this perfectly. Nobody else is going to do it perfect as I am. And maybe that's just a designer thing. But
no, I feel that way.
Really hard. It's really hard to trust systems or other people. But once you do find those systems and those people, it really starts to feel good to let things go.
We've really had this kind of ultimatum lately that has been really hard to figure out. And we've had this conversation extensively with our financial coach, Val, and she's someone who is always encouraging us to figure out the answer to it, honestly. And it's really, do we say no, or do we grow a team to help support it? Or, you know, growing a team doesn't fix everything because technically that still creates more work from the managerial side of things. And that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have less work to do. So what does that look like for us and how do we want to grow? And we still don't have the answer right now. I think we're doing a little bit of both. We've uncovered a few things that we definitely need to say no to moving forward. And we also are trying to bring in the right people so that we can start to grow in a way that feels good. So it's hard because we run an agency. We run a service-based business. Service means time. So how do you create more time? And that's something that I think all of these things that we're going to go through of like what we're letting go of is helping to create more time, because ultimately that's what you need to grow and scale a service-based business. So let's jump into some of these. I think the first one is one that Courtney's been better at than me over the years. I have not been very good.
I don't know if that's true.
Well, maybe not mentally, but you let it go. And then you move on and you're like,
yeah.
So
it dwell on.
It's a clean and organized inbox. I am someone who has a billion folders. I like to keep my inbox clean. I like to know everything that's in there. I like to know. I kind of use it sometimes as my to-do list, like going through email. But there are plenty of days where I will spend my day in email and feel so incredibly unaccomplished. And I have to let it go.
And exhausted.
And exhausted. Yeah.
Once you're, if you're in your inbox all day, you feel exhausted.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of mental capacity.
Yeah.
I have never been great at keeping my inbox clean and organized. I do have a lot of folders, but I kind of ignore them. And right now I probably have upwards of like a couple thousand emails in my inbox. And I couldn't even tell you what half of them are, or 90% of them, honestly.
I keep looking at mine, and mine right now, like my base.
Probably at 25.
No, it's at 250. But 250 is like my base of like, okay, I know I'm okay if it stays at 250. And then when I look at it and it's like 340, and then I'm like, I'm out of control.
But oh, if she saw my inbox right now, she'd probably,
she would probably fire me.
There have been times where I've literally told Abby to, it gets on my nerves sometimes, but not nearly as bad as Abby. But sometimes I'm just like, hey, I think I'm just going to delete all email. And that's how I clean my inbox. And then we're just going to let it, you know, ride up to 2000 again over the course of a couple of months. So I do not let that bother me as much, but it's just one of those things. As long as you know,
thank goodness you have me. You'd never be able to delete your inbox.
See, this is why you have business partnerships and you weigh each other out. Pros and cons, right? And strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but no, that has happened before where I've reached out to Abby and I'm like, I'm going to hit delete, mass email delete. So, but just keep CCing me at things going forward. Thank you.
Gosh. Yeah. So we talked a little bit about this too in the last episode, in episode 117. We talked about how we've really had to divide and conquer lately. We can't be a part of everything. So when discovery calls come in, we prioritize, okay, the person, if it's SEO, it's me. If it's branding, it's Courtney. Sometimes we can both be on it, but there are a lot of times where we just divide and conquer. And it does make me sad because there's like a few branding clients right now that Courtney has that
are super fun.
And I've never met them.
Yeah, they're so fun. They're so sweet. They're just amazing people. And, you know, I'll give Abby updates throughout the progress of the project. But she's just like, oh, I wish I knew them.
I'm
like,
right?
I wish you did too.
I know. So that part is like heartbreaking, but also very necessary because we need to stay in our zone of geniuses and we need to make sure that we are, again, like going back to time. Time is how you scale. You need to find more ways to get your time back. And that is one of the things we have to do. So we're dividing and conquering a lot. And we're not always a part of everything. So
isn't it crazy to think that I just sit on your like 90-minute SEO meeting? We've changed that process too. But I used to sit on those 90-minute SEO meetings and I would tell Abby, I'm like, I just have to be on mute and I'm going to be working in the background.
Yeah.
Like it was hard.
Yeah. Which then you think back to it and it's like, was that actually helpful for the client to see both of our faces? Probably didn't make that much of a difference. So it was just something we had to, again, let go of. So
yeah.
So yeah, I'd say another thing on that note too is not like we can't be a part of everything, even the two of us. So that's where we've really outsourced, hired a team. We talked a lot about this in the last episode too, just finding the right people, whether that's someone internally to work on our business or hiring contractors. So one of the things that we've done recently is actually hire a podcast manager, which is going to be like the most amazing piece of like fresh air. For 2 years of this podcast, we have been making it work by hodgepodging people together. So my husband edits a podcast and he always joked that he would do it for, I think he said like 2 years or 200 episodes or I can't remember. It was like 122 episodes is what he said.
Why 122?
Because 22 is my number. So okay, it was 122. Like,
Can we make it 222?
Right. I know. So I was always like, yeah, you'll do it as long as you're married to me, but not longer than that. So he always joked about that. And just, it wasn't even like in an attempt to reach that number or anything. It just organically felt like this is the time we need to hire someone to help. Because we have our VA working on our podcast show notes. But then Sunday night, I am still scheduling the show notes, publishing the podcast episode, creating, uploading any free resources we're giving you guys, creating the stuff in Flowdesk.
Like,
I'm still
sure that Glenn has the episode edited.
Making sure it's edited. And it's still a lot of work, like just on my end, just to like do all of those uploading and publishing. And it's like brain power I'm using Sunday night when I'd much rather be reading a book in my bed or, you know, vegging out on the TV. So those are things, and preparing for the week ahead or using that time to actually like look at my Asana and prepare for the week ahead. Like I'm always just like doing work. So
our Sunday scaries.
Yeah, no more Sunday scaries. And actually, I have Saturday scaries because it's Sunday that I have to do it.
Ooh, that's even worse.
Not worse. So that is something where it seems like such a silly small task. Like, oh, I have to schedule the podcast episode. I have to hit publish on the show note. But actually, like, taking a beat and taking that time to not have to worry that that's on my to-do list and it's just offloaded. And also, she's going to help us get all of this lovely stuff on YouTube, which we are beyond excited about because we've talked about that for 2 years. So you can now see our faces and our pretty little duo sign.
And we promise we're not always going to look like this.
But maybe, I don't know. Like, if you're listening, you can't see us anyway, so it's fine.
True.
But yeah, we did have that conversation of like, are we going to dress up every time we podcast episode now because we are going on YouTube? And it's like, that's not us.
That's
like
not who we are.
No, we wear hats and we wear
no makeup.
Cozy pants. And we like, we might have cute velvet pink chairs, but we are not dressed up.
We're not matching our
We're cozy. We're cozy. We did have someone tell us that on a client call once, that you look comfortable.
Yeah. And we were like, is that a compliment? Not a compliment.
That was great.
So we're comfortable gals.
Anyway, so outsourcing. So that's a new thing that's happening. Literally right now, we're outsourcing everything from a podcast perspective so that we are literally sitting down right now, talking to you, recording this episode, and then it hands off.
And I think the thing too, like in order to scale, these are the things that you need to do. And if you are in that point of scaling and you're making more income, really sit down and go through these numbers. Because Abby and I, we always talk about these things before we start to, you know, pay somebody to do something within our business that we've been doing. It can be scary, but if you sit down and you run through the numbers and you are scaling at the same time, this is only going to allow us to keep scaling and to keep bringing in more income. So it is really hard sometimes to do these things because of the money. I think a lot of the times it's the money that stops us. But if you're not, like, time is money. Like, we always have to remember that our time is valuable and to be making us money a different way if we have somebody helping us out on the back end of things like podcast editing and scheduling and all of that stuff.
Yeah. And on that note, what a good segue to the next thing we have to let go of, which I think I wrote this wrong because I wrote spending more money. We don't need to let go of spending more money. We need to let go of saving every dollar that we have. So I think we are spending more money than we ever have before. And honestly, that like gives me a little bit of anxiety in the inside, but also it's totally fine. And because we have like the profit first model set up for our business, it's something that we can actually look at, like Court said, like we can go take a look at if we can afford this expense. So if you go back to all the way back to episode 50, we actually shared a lot of behind the scenes on our business finances and everything that we do, how we structure profit first. We even shared our allocations, which have honestly changed and should continue to change, I'd say, as your business evolves. We are spending more money right now, so that's something that we need to continue to be conscious of and making sure that our operating expense budget has allocated enough money and looking at contractors and how that works into profit first. So we're really fine, like basically tweaking all of that to make sure that we're still being profitable at the end of the day. And we're still like, even though we are spending a lot more money, we still have not taken a pay cut and we still have not stopped giving ourselves bonuses. And I think that's super important to continue to do that. So that's something that we definitely just need to be conscious of as we like outsource, hire more people. It costs more money, but it's going to help us do other things that we need to do. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, the next one, and we talked about this a little bit in the last episode, is asking the question of, do I need to do this? And asking that a lot. Like, does this need to be me?
Or can it be somebody else?
Yes. And the good thing is we have people already in our business that are helping us. And so I did this to Courtney the other day because Courtney, I don't think you don't ask yourself this question enough.
Oh, I don't ask myself this question ever. And Abby is like really good about asking herself the question, but also writing it down. Like Abby's a list gal and I am not a list gal. And so she's like, I wrote down all the things that I don't need to be doing so I can outsource those. And I was like, I need to do it all.
Yeah. And so Courtney makes a mental note that she needs to make a list.
And then I make a list. And I just keep doing it.
What Court loves to do is Court loves to say, oh, well, I'm already midway through this project. So next time I'll outsource that. And I was like, no,
I do that.
I don't care because she wants it to be like a clean, beautiful handoff that's prepared. But that's not our life. We're not clean. We're not beautiful. Like, well, we are. We are.
We're beautiful
on the inside. Yeah. some days. Chaos, beautiful mess. That's what we'll say. But yeah, that is something where I think we just had to realize, like, it's going to be messy, but it's like, I need to offload this and I need to get this off of my plate. So help me make this more like easy to do.
Yeah.
And that's something where, like, uploading final brand assets is something where I'm like, Courtney, you already created the brand. It's beautiful. It's done. You built it. Now it just needs to be saved out in different colors, and you need to save the PNGs and all of the things. Like, I don't even know what happens.
Your handoff.
Prepare it for the client. And I'm like, you did all of that work already. Like, do you need to do the uploads? Like, no. You don't.
No, I don't. And actually, I just this week, Abby would be proud of me. I had one client where half of her things were uploaded, but the other half I hadn't gotten to yet because we hadn't released everything. And I was like, well, no, it's only halfway done. Like, I'll just finish it off. It's just so much easier. And she's like, no, like, you will give this to somebody else on our team and they can finish it. And I was like, but it's halfway done. And she's like, doesn't matter. They can do the other half.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
So I did that. People. We have smart people I on did our that, team.
And they fully capable. She finished it for me and I didn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
It is great. But it's hard. It's hard to let go. It really is.
It is hard. So I think that's something, like, if you are thinking of outsourcing or handing something off to a certain team member, don't wait for it to be perfect. Don't wait for you to have, like, the perfect email templates or the perfect workflows or, you know, once this course is launched, then I'll get help. Like, there are so many people out there that are fully happy to jump in the middle. Like, they will jump in the messy and they will help you make it more clean. And I think we need to rely on those people a lot more, which we are getting very good at.
Yeah. So don't be a Courtney.
No, you do a good job. You just don't think about it. You just want it to be clean and beautiful.
I do everything.
Oh, so speaking of lists, that's another thing that I am, like, I'm an Enneagram 3. I am a doer. Like, I don't know how to just be. Like, if I don't have a to-do list in my brain, then, like, I don't know. I feel broken.
She doesn't know how to function.
No. Like, just two days ago, my boys were, like, going crazy. So we just had, like, a middle-of-the-day glow stick bath. And it was like, this is what we'll do because, I don't know, this will make you happy and you won't be yelling at me anymore. And so we had a fun glow stick bath party. And I'm standing in the bathroom and I'm like, okay, what can I do? And I cleaned the bathroom because I was like, well, I'm in here. I might as well clean it. So I literally cleaned the whole bathroom while they were taking a bath because I'm always thinking, like, what else can I do to be more productive in this moment rather than just, like, sitting there? And that's something I personally need to work on. And it's, like, very much, I don't think that's a good phase of an Enneagram 3, but it's, like, where I'm at right now. So something I need to work on. But I need to let go of the to-do list, like, hard need to let go of it.
She talked about her to-do list a lot, and I don't ever have a to-do list, so we're, like, complete up.
Well, you have Asana.
I have Asana, which is, like...
It's a to-do list.
It is a to-do list. But I literally never write things down as a to-do list. I don't do to-do lists in my personal life, ever. I just don't write the things down. If I'm, like, I have to do something, I'll just, like, do it when I have time or whatever. But I will say... My child was taking a bath and she didn't need my support. She needed my support right now.
You're in a different phase.
I would literally be cleaning too.
Yeah. 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 I know. So yeah. One of our good friends, Sarah Kleist, she has adopted something that's called a to-done list that has actually gone, like, viral on TikTok. So if you haven't heard of it, go check it out. But anyways, her, and I think she even has a free resource for you. So,
she does.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. That, which is great. So Kurt, actually, instead of having a to-do list during the day, you just record all the things you've done so that, and then the great thing that she does is she records it every day, but then collects them at the end of the week, then collects them at the end of the month, then the quarter, then the year. So at the end of the year, you're going to be like, I took this many discovery calls. I did, like, X, Y, and Z. And you'll be able to see all the things that you did rather than feeling like, I didn't make progress this year.
Do something.
Or playing catch up. Like, I'm always trying to catch up. And you don't realize how much you're doing. You're actually doing. So I think that is something. I did it one day. And I wish I'd done it more. Great. I was like, wow, I feel really good.
I think you don't realize how much you actually do, unless if you're recording it.
Yes. So yeah. So that is something that we need. We need to let go of the to-do list and everyone needs to adopt the to-done list.
Yeah.
Another thing that we really need to let go of is working literally all the time. I am very bad at this. I feel like both of us should
both very bad.
Yeah. not good. And
we are talking day and night, like literally messaging, boxering, emailing from when we wake up to when we go to bed, which is probably unhealthy.
Yeah, no, it's not healthy at all. And I think this is something where we make this excuse all the time of like, we have to, we don't have a choice. I have to work. And I literally say this out loud to my husband where I'm like, I have to work. It doesn't matter. I won't be caught up. Like, but I haven't felt caught up in years.
No. Literally since we started, we feel like we're always playing catch up, I feel like.
Yes. And we always have this, well, after this is done, I'll feel caught up. Like we just did. After the course is done, I'll feel caught up. After branding has launched, I'll feel caught up.
These conferences.
After these, conferences, after these client projects, I'll feel caught up. And the reality is, I don't think there is such a thing as feeling caught up. And honestly, if we did actually feel caught up, I would be stressed because I'd be like, whoa, where's like, we have no money.
Yeah. Or something. Where are the clients?
So, which we just recently adopted this new rule this week.
Thanks to Abby, because I think we both have just been like super stressed and just high anxiety and like constantly working. And Abby, why don't you tell them your.
Yeah. So it actually happened on my birthday because I did this in the morning and I was like, yep, I'm stressed, but it's my birthday, so I shouldn't work. And so my kids went to school and I did like a yoga Peloton and then I like stretched and then I made myself breakfast and I was like, this is very nice and maybe I should do this every day. And my kids only go to school for a very short period of time right now. It will be much better next year. So listen to me making excuses of like next year will be better. Already I'm doing that.
In a few months.
In a few months, it'll be better. Well, no, then they won't have school at all. So that won't be better. But
fall.
But yeah, but right now they go to school for 3 hours a day. So those 3 hours, I feel like I need to be at my computer on every single second. And then when they come home, I'm juggling both. That's when I'm like, I wish I didn't have to work. But again, making that excuse of like, okay, yes, I have to catch up on some things. So I'm trying to mom and work all at the same time. So that's something where I never get that hour like to myself because I just am always jumping into the work. So anyways, I told Courtney, I was like, hey, I think we adopt this new rule because our mental health is like seriously struggling right now. And I think at the end of the day, like the whole, if you don't fill your cup first, then, you know, you're just pouring into an empty cup kind of thing. So I was like, how about no work before 9? Like we drop our kids off at wherever they're supposed to go for the day and we do whatever we want. Like, you can garden, you can read a book, you can go for a walk, you can do a workout, you can do whatever you want, but no work before 9 o'clock. And then at 9 o'clock is when we log in and start working. Yeah. Because we never feel caught up anyways. And I always say to myself, like, oh, well, I'll do a yoga thing or I'll go work out or I'll go for that walk, like, after I get X, Y, and Z done.
Yeah.
But then I don't because
you get into it and you just keep going.
Yeah.
And just stay in.
And there's never a good stopping point.
Yeah.
So that's our new rule.
I told Abby, and sometimes I told Abby too, I had to get out of my house because if I'm in my house, I will work. So I literally, so she's like, what are you going to do? I'm like, I don't know. But I came home and I was like, oh, I need to like be in my flower garden and like trim some things. So I was like, I'm going to be outside physically away from the technology in my house and do something. So even if you have to like get out of the house, go for a walk, do some gardening. Like if being in your house is going to be a trigger to go work, then get yourself out of that space.
Yeah, agree. That's something where I think like now that it's nice, it's like walks, get outside, like do something in the morning. So it'll be really good.
Yeah.
The other thing that we've talked a lot about lately is that this is like typical Midwest nice.
We're yes girls.
We are yes girls. We say yes to literally everything. We are extremely accommodating, even when it breaks our process, even when we know we're losing money and time on a project, we say yes. And it's because it's out of like good. It's out of like goodness of wanting to help and like really just create like the best experience for our clients. But more often than not, it's bit us in the butt, like really real bad. Gross. And it's actually created not a good experience. Yeah. And I think that was a really hard lesson of like, we have boundaries for a reason and we need to hold strong to them. There's a reason why we only have 2 rounds of revisions on something before we start charging. But it hurts. Like it hurts my heart when I have to be like, well sorry, we need to pay. Yeah. But at the same time, like those are boundaries that if we don't hold strong to them, we're going to get walked all over And at the end of the day, we're going to end up losing money on projects.
And we're going to burn out.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a fun experience for us or for clients. So it's really sticking to our boundaries and trying to be better about not saying yes to everything.
Yeah.
And if you, I'm trying to like think of it this way going forward in our business, like if we're saying yes to things that we should be saying no to, then we're taking away yeses from, you know, our personal life or like things that are actually going to help grow and scale our business and things that we should be saying yes to versus saying yes to these smaller things that we should really actually be walking away from or saying no to.
Yeah. Yeah. So say yes to the right yeses.
Yes.
Yes. Say no more. We need to say no more. We also have kind of uncovered throughout the past year of like there are a lot of old strategies for us that aren't helping us scale. So there's a lot of like rules we set for ourselves of like we have to post on Instagram this many times. And
we probably talked about that in the past on this podcast.
Either. Yeah. Yeah.
When like, it worked for us.
The consistency. Yeah. The consistency of showing up. And I think we have like grown good foundations where we can take breaks in certain places if it's not serving us anymore. And I do think like in the early days, yeah, you do need to show up. You do need to be present. You need to build that audience. But we have started to find certain platforms that help us more than others. And so we're going all in on those. We love this podcast. This is where you will see us consistently. We won't miss a podcast episode. Like we're here. We love our email. Like we live in there and we've grown a really good audience there. And so there's places that have worked for us. And we just kind of have to let go of like old strategies and old things that aren't helping us scale anymore. And that's going to be different for every business. So we're not going to sit here and tell you like, yeah, don't do this anymore because it doesn't work. Like, no, that it's just not something that brings us joy or it's not something that we're feeling like is moving the needle and helping us grow. So we're putting our effort and energy elsewhere. And you could disagree with us and be like, Matt, if you were there, then I bet you'd be growing more. Which might be true, but
might be true. But we also don't like if we need to feel like we need to grow more, we can show back up in that space and like start putting more effort there too, I would say. We talked about Reels days. Like we used to do Reels days like crazy. And we would put a whole day aside, like we kind of do now for our podcast. But we started to realize, and I think Instagram has kind of started to shift a little bit to this place where people don't want to like dance in front of their camera anymore. Like they're just over it. Like those dancing reels and all of that, those fun, you know, voice overlays, that was a really big thing for a while. And that was a way to kind of like, you know, grab somebody's attention and bring them into your ecosystem. And I see that fading more and more now because people are like, that's not me. I'm not showing up authentically. This is just really exhausting and I don't want to do it anymore. If you don't want to do it anymore or it's not filling your cup, then you should consider putting your efforts somewhere else.
Yeah. And we've talked about this a handful of times on the podcast, too, of like bringing people on who aren't on social media at all and they're elsewhere. And that's OK. So just grow and figure out strategies that are actually profitable for you, helping you scale, like looking at your CRM system and actually seeing like you can look in all of those systems like Dubsado and HoneyBook and wherever else you are, 17 ads, whatever, you can look and see where your inquiries are coming from and actually understanding that and seeing like, whoa, a lot of people are coming from Google. Like, that's great. I should blog more. Or they are coming from Instagram. Awesome. I should continue showing up there. So actually taking note of that and then going in on the platforms and using the marketing strategies that actually are working for you and capitalizing on them.
Yeah.
Look at the data. Yeah. The other one is we've let go of a lot of like packages and services that aren't serving us anymore.
And we've talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, too.
We have. I'd say most recently, one thing that I realized is that I had a DIY SEO audit package where I did the audit for the clients, but then my clients jumped in and made the updates themselves. And well, we've relaunched SEO on Tap. And SEO on Tap is a DIY course to do your SEO. So I was like, this doesn't really make sense. I'm like duplicating everything I just did in the course, which is laid out in a very like nuggety kind of way. Like you can just like take a bite of this here and a bite of that there. So that is like a much better experience than hopping on a 90-minute call with me and hearing me ramble and then forgetting everything I said. So I think that that was something where I was like, this package doesn't make sense anymore. Now the SEO on Tap is here. So we actually created a new offering where our clients, if they choose, can get the SEO on Tap course, but they will also get me to do the keyword research for them. So it's kind of like, okay, I want the course, I want to do it, but I'm not confident in my research and I want some help actually doing the research. So it's a little bit of both, but it was a package where like that didn't exist before. But once we created that course, I was like, why am I duplicating my time here when I have something that does it so much better? So that was like a big shift just based on the offerings that we had, I think, internally.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we've talked a lot about letting go of social,
yep,
letting go of, we have like taken some miscellaneous websites here and there because it's the in-between. It is, yep, like Court does the branding, I do the SEO. What's in the middle? Website. So sometimes
SEO and branding,
yeah, yeah,
they make the website.
They make the website, and that is something where every now and again it makes sense to add a website, but it no longer does for our business. Honestly, web designers are magical unicorns. Like Courtney is a phenomenal web designer, but we don't have a process that's efficient for us. And just because it's revenue doesn't mean, like, again, we're talking about our time here. And if our time isn't efficient and we're not efficient from like that perspective of like, okay, we know that this website is going to take us 6 weeks or 4 weeks or whatever. If that process isn't like find out, then we're not going to be making money. So that was just a situation where we were like, yeah, this is great. We love to say yes and help our client.
That's what we did.
And it's just something that I think is not, it's not going to help us scale.
No.
In any way.
We just don't have the process or the efficiencies or the time, I would say. We've really honed in on our SEO services and our branding services, and they are running very smoothly. Mm-hmm. So just to add the website process in there and try to figure it out has been really hard and difficult.
Yeah.
And we have come to the conclusion that this just isn't right for our business right now anyways. And we need to focus on the things that have been running very smoothly and that we have all of our efficiencies set in place and we know exactly, you know, how it's going to work. And it's usually pretty smooth. And the websites have just been a little bit more difficult because, again, we don't have those efficiencies or that progress set.
Yeah. And full transparency, too. Like, we want to start taking less clients. We want to start taking less of them, but more of the right clients. And that process is going to help free up our time to create more things for our audience that we know will be helpful, like SEO on tap or group coaching programs. And that's kind of where we want to start shifting our time. So we need to be really efficient at the client stuff we're doing so that we can actually shift our time and save that up for some of these other offerings that we want to create. Because when we're buried in the client work, there's zero time to do that.
Yeah, we're not able to work on our own business.
Yeah. So another thing that we've had to let go of specifically within the last few months has been being comfortable.
Which is really hard to let go of.
I know. Every time I'm like, wow, like this feels like a well-oiled machine. We have our packages. We feel good. I sometimes feeling comfortable, actually, like when I feel comfortable for too long, I feel like something's wrong. So I actually like kind of like to be in the uncomfortable because it feels like, okay, we're supposed to. Yeah, the thrill. It's like, yeah, I'm an adrenaline junkie, so whatever. It's like the thrill of that. And then just knowing that, okay, we're doing something that feels scary. And if you're getting the butterflies in your stomach or like the nervous feeling, I would say like you should be getting that a few times a year in your business. Like something should really excite you because that means that you're growing and scaling. So specifically for us, we did our first, well, we've done one other webinar, but this was like our first really big webinar that we did that we like talked about forever, that we had like, I would say 150 signups for both of the live ones that we did with about over 50% attendance rate. So they were big things that we had never done before. And I was so nervous. I talked about this in the episode about our course launch, but I was beyond nervous about that.
She did amazing. She asked me afterwards, she's like, did I sound nervous? I was like, no, you sounded amazing. It's like you've done this in your sleep. Which she's the expert, so she knows what she's talking about. But it is nerve-wracking. I mean, you're talking to a lot of people through the internet about, you know, what you do and the you're the expert in that field and here's how we can help you and you're teaching other people. And you want to make sure that it's well-received. And it can be very scary and you're like being vulnerable and putting yourself out there in a much different way than you're used to. And yeah, it's scary. But again, like Abby said, if you're not doing those types of things in your business, then you kind of might be at like the stagnant point. Or, you know, how do you start to move forward or do, you know, fun, exciting, different things in your business that really get you excited, because that's why we do these things. This is why we have a business, because it excites us, and we don't ever want to lose, that butterfly feeling.
Yeah, for real. And then I'd say the last thing that we've realized more so, and we're still struggling with it, to be honest, but the last thing that we kind of have to let go of is using revenue as that indicator of success. A lot. Like, we look at, like, how much, like, our P&L for the months, or, you know, like, where are we comparatively to last year, or, like, end of the year, like, yeah, you should be growing, but at the same time, if you're growing and you're miserable, that's not helpful. So we need to get much better at looking at, like, okay, what is that measure of success? Blah, can't even talk words. What is that measure of success for us? Like, what do we want to get out of it at the end of the year? And I think these are conversations that are kind of, like, ongoing for us, because we don't have all the answers, but I know for me, like, something this year has been, like, I actually need to take a little break. Like, I don't ever take breaks. So I'm taking the month of June off just to be with my kids. They don't have childcare anyways, so it felt like a really good time just to do that. And I think that is something that I'm, like, excited for, but also maybe a measure of success of, like, okay, like, let's make sure that all of the SEO projects coming through are, like, there's something happening, or, like, some behind the scenes work going on, or, like, we have processes in place so that if someone signs while I'm out, they're going to still get their timeline and their questionnaire, and their process isn't going to feel like it's just disappeared. It can still keep moving. So I think that is, like, that is a measure of success, I'd say, overall.
I think another one too, for me particularly, is just saying no to websites going forward. It's been just really tough to try to figure that out. And they are so fun to work on. But again, because we don't have that process in place or any of these efficiencies, it's been a really hard thing to kind of get through. Again, they've been so, so much fun, but this is just not where I want the future of what I do within the business to go. So I think even just realizing that and saying no to that going forward is a measure of success, because I can pour more time and energy into other things that I am more efficient at and I'm better at than something that we just want to say yes to, because we're saying yes, not only because we want to help our clients and bring these beautiful brands to life within their website, but it's also like, oh, well, here's more, you know, more projects, so more money. So at the end of the day, you know,
again, revenue was a driver.
Yes, yeah. That's not the way to think when it comes to stuff like that.
Yeah. So these are a handful of things that we've realized that we've needed to let go of or are working on letting go of, because we haven't completely done that. I'm sure there is a lot more, and we'd love to hear from you guys too on what it is that you've had to let go of this year or within the past, you know, month or whatever. What are those things that you've had to let go of to actually create the business that you love? Because that is something that we all should be striving for, is building a business that you love.
If you like this episode, please be sure to share it with a friend and subscribe so you don't miss any new episodes dropping every Monday. Plus, if you haven't already, please go ahead and leave us a review, and don't hesitate to share any new episode ideas. We absolutely love hearing from you and creating this content for you. See you next week.